This plant, Indigofera tinctoria, is the original source of the blue dye known as true indigo. It was a significant cash crop grown on southern plantations by enslaved people who were specifically sought out for their skill and knowledge of planting, cultivating, harvesting, and processing indigo. This popular blue dye was used to color high-quality cloth, primarily sold to upper-class Europeans during the 17th and 18th centuries. Creating and using blue dye made from indigo leaves has been practiced by West African artisans for centuries. Africans, including the Yoruba of Benin, the Manding of Mali, and the Hausa of Kano, were renowned for indigo processing and dyeing. Skilled indigo dyers were traditionally African women who were known to enlist guidance from the spirit world by applying specific rituals when they started to process a new pot of dye. Clothing made with the richly dyed cloth signifies prosperity and social status. Patterns and symbols formed on indigo textiles often incorporate a symbolic language that communicates religious beliefs or announces social facts. For example, a checkerboard pattern on cloth made for a woman's wrapper is a symbol of fertility, renewal, and life. The indigo plant is a tropical shrub that typically grows to 2 to 3 feet tall and wide. Its native range is likely to be Western tropical Africa, Tanzania to South Africa, along with the Indian subcontinent to Indochina. However, because indigo has been cultivated since at least 4000 BCE, naturalization could have occurred in some of these areas before historical records existed to confirm its specific native range. Indigo has since become widespread in tropical and subtropical regions around the world. Indigo dye is obtained by fermenting the leaves, which converts the compound indigan into a blue dye, indigotin, a laborious process involving collecting leaves that are pounded and formed into balls. Once dried, the balls are mixed with water that has been filtered through ash from burning green wood. After several days of fermentation, the mixture's strong odor and foaming surface indicates the mixture is ready for dyeing. From the mid-1740s until the Revolutionary War, indigo was a major cash crop in South Carolina. Around that time, indigo dye was a rare and expensive luxury item brought in from the Middle East. In an effort to end their dependency on foreign sources, the British cultivated indigo in India, various Caribbean islands, and the southern United States by relying on slave labor. Because blue was by far the most popular color in Britain during that time, indigo was exported to Britain in large quantities, garnering significant wealth for plantation owners, dyers, and cloth manufacturers. South Carolina indigo colored most of British-made blue cloth since that dye was cheaper and considered homegrown.